Business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
I want you to hear from Andy McCarthy, a former federal prosecutor, now a Fox News contributor. Was on with Dana Perino yesterday with a reaction to recent really damaging testimony in the, you know, at least to the Biden crime family. This was Andy McCarthy. This is cut two, and here it is.
I know that you worked in the federal government, so did I. Here's this thing here. It's called the 14 Principles of Ethical Conduct. And I went through here, and I think they violated at least seven, but it wasn't Hunter Biden's obligation to adhere to the ethical obligations. It was Joe Biden's. And to me, that was what the Devin Archer piece showed yesterday, is that Joe Biden, even if there would have been a first call, like, hey, Dad, can you talk to these guys? I'm on the phone. And Joe Biden is gracious. He says, hi, yes, the weather's really nice here. Fine. The next call should be to Hunter Biden from his dad saying, don't ever do that again, because it is against all ethical norms. But he didn't do that.
No, of course he didn't do that, because he's the engine that makes the business run. You know, in a normal investigation, an enterprise case, if you wanted to prove up any kind of a conspiracy that ran through a regimented outfit or even a loosely put together outfit, you would spend most of your time as a prosecutor building up or explaining how the enterprise works, like what the different aspects of it are, who are the different players. The way you set that up in order to make people understand that the insulated player in it, the person who makes everything go in an organized crime family, is like the boss of the family, who you never get actually giving an unambiguous order. But when you show how the whole enterprise works, you can see precisely how a nod or a conversation about the weather could actually be a lot more meaningful than it seems to be on the surface. But I would just say, Dana, that, you know, if you didn't have this herding effect that you just discussed, a lot of the patent silliness of what they're describing or the what the comeback explanation is here would be obvious. For example, if you're selling the illusion of access, that's fraud. You know? I mean, if you're selling something that doesn't exist, that's fraudulent. These people are only paying the Bidens because of Joe Biden. There's no other reason to pay. And the other thing, this nonsense that they were buying Washington rather than buying the Bidens. Hunter tells Tony Bobulinski, I think we have this actually in a recording or an email, I can't remember which, but he says, these people want to be in business with the Bidens. You know, Bobulinski's complaining that Hunter doesn't really do any work, and Bobulinski's doing all the scut work to give this thing a corporate structure, and Hunter's off doing stuff, but he's getting a big cut of the profits. And he comes back and says to him, I know it's not fair, life's not fair, but they want to be in business with the Bidens. They didn't want to be in business with Washington. Burisma could have gotten any number of Washington insiders who actually knew something about the energy business. Mm-hmm. They didn't need that. They needed a Biden, because Joe Biden was the one who was running the Obama administration's policy to Ukraine. So there's like a million little instances that it's obvious here that what they're buying is the influence and access of the Bidens.
Andy, just a quick answer.
The power there only comes from one person.
Do you think they're building a good case? Yes or no?
I think they're doing what they can within the constraints of a congressional investigation, because the Justice Department is AWOL.
You know, this is our taxpayer dollars going to fund all of this stuff. It's a mess. It is an absolute mess. Coming up, Megan Barth, where are we in trying to save opportunity scholarships? The governor made a bold move, but the Democrats may just rain on their parade. No pun intended, considering the weather over the last 12 hours. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Raiders have released O.J. Howard. He signed with the team as a free agent in March as part of their plan to move on without Darren Waller this season. The team then signed Austin Hooper and selected Michael Mayer with a second-round pick. Their solid playing camp was the deciding factor in releasing the tight end. Josh Jacobs remains out of Raiders training camp. He's now the lone franchise tag player without a contract after the giant Saquon Barkley is rejoining his team in exchange for a small incentive package. All-pro edge Nick Bosa remains out for the 49ers. He's holding out for a contract extension. The Niners filled the spot at camp by signing former first-round NFL pick Taco Charlton. The Cowboys selected him 28th overall back in 2017. Tuesday's Pacific Coast League action, Reno beat Sacramento 5-1. Vegas with an 8-4 win at Albuquerque. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer Sale, July 28th through August 7th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-size personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $25 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $75 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/5. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
All told, really not a bad-looking drive-in as far as accidents go on our Valley Freeways. Nothing to report, though. You do have plenty of braking in North Las Vegas on I-15 southbound approaching Cheyenne. That's all due to repaving efforts in the area. No accidents, just too many cones going on. By the time you get closer to Lake Mead Boulevard there on southbound 15, that'll break up and be back up to speed. Southwest Beltway accident just off the Beltway, actually. It's on the Jones off-ramp. You come off of 215 westbound. Also in North Las Vegas on the surface streets, Cheyenne westbound, just past Commerce. Accident involving a car and a trash truck there, westbound Cheyenne again after Commerce. And now one being reported on Decatur, southbound at 95's entrance. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome in our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. Glad you got up with us and are a part of the show today. Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief, thenevadaglobe.com. She joins us. And boy, you've been writing a ton of stuff. I got to ask you, though, because I know you've been following this story. The governor, with a bold move to try and save 600 families the opportunity scholarships. Where are we in this story right now? This seems to be a rather fluid situation.
Yeah, so the governor proposed late on Friday in a statement, press release, that he is asking the Interim Finance Committee to look at the opportunity scholarships funding would be from leftover COVID relief dollars, and it's about $3 million, $3.2 million. This will save, as you said, at least 600 low-income students from having to go back to the failing public school system that many of them have not gone to since 2015. So, you know, these kids have been enrolled in this program, many of them, since the program started in 2015. The program has been fully funded under Steve Sisolak, even. The Democrats found money in order to fund the program, or at least the cap was at about $6 million, and then they would increase the cap, and that would allow businesses to take advantage of a modified business tax credit. But this year, all of a sudden, the program was labeled by Democrats as a scam. It was labeled as a voucher scam, and it was also labeled as something that would divert money from public schools. Well, they weren't saying that when Steve Sisolak was in office.
Let me just...
This was definite partisan politics playing with a child's education, and not just any child, but low-income children.
Megan, let me ask you. There's Steve Yeager, the assembly leader for the Democrats, and a number of people on the other side of this issue are trying to figure out, did Democrats actually cut the program or not? What is your studying show?
Yes, they cut the program. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, you can understand that the program has been cut. You look at the finances, and the program is now back to nearly 2015 funding levels, or the cap has been set at 2015 funding levels. So even the Nevada Indy admits that the Democrats want to starve the program. Not a good look when Democrats want to starve low-income children. And what's also interesting is that Steve Yeager never met, you know, basically a camera he didn't like. But when it, and he always has to at least be running his mouth when he was the Speaker of the Assembly. But suddenly he's moot. He can't find his tongue. He will not provide comment to the press. No Democrats will provide comment to the press during this. Pretty much, I mean, you can call it a crisis. I would. I mean, there are families in crisis. There are mothers that were on the news crying because they do not want to rip their kid out of a school that they've known, some since 2015, and throw them into a failing public school system, which is also violent, and basically just destroy their child's opportunity. And that's exactly what the Democrats did. They destroyed kids' opportunities by not, by playing politics and by not basically funding the program, looking at, you know, having a new cap as they did years prior under Steve Sisolak.
So what happens to these 600 families who are right now in limbo? They don't know what's going on. If the Democrats on the Interim Finance Committee come back and say no, well, then the program is dead. If they don't say anything, if the Democrats don't say anything, and for 15 days it's hanging fire, it will end up being enacted, deemed passed. My question is, what are these families doing now with school starting next week?
I don't know. I haven't talked to any families. I have no idea what they're doing, but they're in limbo. You know, this is a very unfair situation that the Democrats put these families in. And the Democrats don't want to answer for it. You know, I think that this is probably... The interesting thing about politics is, especially political messaging, is its manipulation. And the Democrats have a very good way to manipulate their low-information voters. I'll bet you any money, if you went up to and asked any woman on the street, if abortion was legal in Nevada up to 6 months of pregnancy, they would not know. But abortion would be their number one issue when they went to the polls. That's the manipulation of the message, getting someone to believe something. Now, there's a lot of pain right now, especially with these families. You have to capitalize on that pain. You can literally, the Nevada GOP can literally change the minds of some of these voters from historically voting Democrat, especially when it comes to their child's education. You know, education, as Condoleezza Rice said, is the civil rights issue of our time. And how Democrats are forcing kids into a failing public school system should outrage every person, not just every parent, but every voter. Because these kids are going to be adults, our future, and they deserve better than what they're getting.
Speaking of the Clark County School District, there is a possibility, I'm not sure how big a possibility, that we'll end up with some sort of a teacher action or teacher strike. What is your guesstimation of where we are in this process now?
Oh, I would just assume that they're going to strike. That's just, why not? You know, that's just how it goes. You know, $2 billion, Governor Lombardo budgeted for the public school system. And they can't figure out, no one can figure out how to increase teacher pay. But they can certainly figure out how to increase the administration's pay. And when is teachers going to wake up and realize that they are just part of a bloated bureaucracy? And that bureaucracy is run by Democrats. So the administrators get raises, JARA gets raises, the appointed administrator. I mean, it's so administration heavy. They're administrating and administrating and administrating, talking about the next thing that they're going to administrate. What do they do?
Now the question is, what's going to happen? Because supposedly they can't strike. They're not allowed to strike. What is going to happen? There's a lawsuit that's been filed by the district to the teachers. And I guess my question is, what happens next?
I don't know, but, you know, talk about trying to retain teachers, good teachers. Now we've got the district that's failing. It's 49th in the country, suing the very people that make the district run. I don't know. It's such a mess. It's an absolute mess. It's been an absolute mess for a very long time. And this is another example of why opportunity scholarships are so important, why school choice is so important.
Again,
because this...
Go ahead.
Sorry, this chaos in Clark County that's in the news is indicative of the chaos in the classrooms. This is exactly what the students are going through every single day.
Again, Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. What else are you working on? I saw an article the other day on Catherine Cortez Masto backing food assistance for tribal folks. What else are you working on?
What else am I working on?
Yeah.
Is that what you said, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I love your
stuff.
I can't
tell you what I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
Then that would, you know, you better read the headlines.
Oh, there you go. There you go. If folks want to know more about what you're writing about, what you're talking about, where can they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com. They can follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well, at Nevada Globe. And there's always news stories every day.
I love it. I tell all my friends, make sure you check it every day because it does change. Megan, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's R-E-V-R-E-X.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. on ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this wet Wednesday edition of Live and Local, good to have you with us. Thanks for taking us along on the ride to work today. During the break, I found a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. And I'm going to give it away right now. In fact, if you're caller number three right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. Again, 844, the number 2 Nevada, which is 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be our winner. I want you to hear, though, from Jonathan Turley. He's been on Fox on and off the last 24 hours. He is one that believes, and this is cut 4, that Trump is headed for legal gridlock. Listen to this.
Well, for these lawyers, it probably feels like death by a thousand paper cuts. He's looking at now his third indictment. He's expecting a fourth indictment. You know, this is not like frequent flyer miles where the fourth one's free. You know, these lawyers have to work on each of these cases. They've got to line up witnesses. They have to have access to their clients to deal with specific representations to be made. At some point, the judges are going to have to acknowledge that you can't just, you know, destroy a defendant by exposure. You know, you have to give the defendant a chance to focus at least on one case. Someone's got to go first. On top of that, they gave him a May date for the first federal indictment, but then they hit him with a superseding indictment with new counts and a new defendant. That's going to have to weigh on the court as to whether it's fair now to stick with the original date, given that change and this additional indictment and one coming.
Wait, so I mean, just in my ear, they just told me that there are 6 unnamed co-conspirators. So we don't know who those people are yet, but will we? And what are they going? Does this mean they're indicted as well?
Yeah, I've been reading through this indictment. They don't name some of these individuals, but we can guess who they are. I have to tell you, I am really quite astonished by much of this indictment so far. It regurgitates a lot of the allegations against Trump, and there is room for criticism in terms of the claims being made about stolen elections. But it's criminalizing all of that. You know, it states in the indictment the president spent months spreading false rumors and allegations of election irregularities. Really? Is that a criminal issue? I mean, is that the basis of this conspiracy? It seems to me rather loose at the joints. And, you know, I'm a bit surprised. I haven't seen anything in the indictment so far which is new. You know, we heard about witness tampering and things of that kind. This is largely going through the states, Arizona, Georgia, restating what has been in the press. It even includes reference to that phone call where the president says all you have to do is find 11,000 votes. You know, for those of us who have looked at that phone call, that doesn't seem to be a criminal matter. Right? Mm-hmm. If you look at it fairly, the president seems to be saying, all I need is 11,000 votes. So when we're looking at a recount, we're not talking about a huge threshold for us to show that the election should have come out differently. Yet Smith throws that in. And so I think that, as I said before the indictment came down, the concern was this would play to Smith's weakness, that he tends to stretch evidence, stretch the law when he wants to go after someone. I'm still looking in this indictment for something that is really a sort of aha moment.
Well, there are going to be a bunch of aha moments, I think, between now and May of next year, maybe November of next year. Will these trials end up going into 2024 and into the election cycle? Probably. And that's the way it's looking. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.